Now more with Frank Gaffney.
We're back. We are joined by the inimitable Ingrid Carlquist, a journalist and investigative reporter and author, mostly in her native tongue of Swedish, though she has a new book coming out, which we anticipate with great, great eagerness, entitled From Sweden to Absurdistan, hopefully available sometime this summer in English. She is one of those who has courageously, and in the face of considerable intimidation and even censorship, spoken the truth about what is happening in her native Sweden, as well as elsewhere in Europe, and the warning that it represents to us here. It's always a delight to have her with us. Ingrid, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to join us again. It's good to talk with you. Happy New Year. I believe it's the first of our visits this year.
Yes, it is. Happy New Year to you, Frank, and to all your listeners. I'm happy to be back.
Thank you. Well, listen, I'm fond of saying that wishing people a Happy New Year these days, especially in Europe, is a wish, not a prognosis. But I'm particularly interested in an update from you, Ingrid, as to how things are going on the ground there in Sweden. There are reports of not only these no-go zones that are increasingly undeniably operating in key places like Malmö and I think suburbs of even the capital, Stockholm, firebombings, murders, rapes, and the like. Is all of that a wild exaggeration or the hysteria of Islamophobes, or is there reality behind it?
It is the reality, Frank. This book that I'm writing now, it's sort of my take on how and why did Sweden change from the Swedish country that I was born in 1960 and to the country that I call Absurdistan. And I have done so much research for this book, and I can tell you that from 1975, the year that the parliament decided that Sweden was not going to be a Swedish country anymore, but a multicultural one, the amount of violent crime has raised from with 300%. That's the total of the violent crime in Sweden. And of course, we have become more people, but that is only 22% increase. And when it comes to rape, it's an 800% increase. So, I mean, this country has gone from a very, very calm, nice, safe place to a hellhole, to be frank, because this has happened, and it has happened so fast.
Yes, and is it fair to say that the vast preponderance of those rapes have been committed by immigrants?
Yes, it is. The politicians refuse to give the authorities to do any more studies because they already know that the foreigners are highly overrepresented in especially sex crimes and violent crimes. But we have you know, citizens who have been doing these studies themselves. And there was one who did one study just this summer, and he showed that I think 80%, 85% of all violent rapes were committed by foreigners, and 95% of all the gang rapes. So, you know, there is no talk about it. It is a problem with immigrants, and the politicians refuse to talk about it because they have been telling the Swedes for so many years that those people who come here, they will become just like you, just like every Swede. That's why they come here, because they love Sweden, they love this nice society. And now they don't want to admit that they were wrong, or maybe they just lied.
They made a fatal mistake in some cases. Let me ask you, a chap who goes by the name of The Dane has released in this country, and it's aired now in parts on One America News Network, a film called Killing Europe. And I understand that you are featured in it in parts. I wonder whether the kind of problems that you're talking about in Sweden that have had such a horrifically transformative effect there are now evident elsewhere in Europe as well, and specifically whether, as we have talked about before, there is reason for even the United States to be concerned that as we have this, as you know, very vigorous debate, shall we say, about allowing in millions more immigrants into this country, that if we're not careful, we may face some of these same problems ourselves.
Yeah, but you should listen to your president, because Donald Trump said it right out. He said, don't bring in any more people from shithole countries. Bring them in from Norway or something like that. And that is absolutely true. I mean, if a country needs immigration, and that could be a good thing for any country, but you don't need mass immigration, and you certainly don't need immigration from third world countries. Because it's wrong in every way, because if you take the really bright ones, you know, the ones who are doctors and engineers and anything, you're draining these countries of the best people that they have. So that's bad. And then when you have taken the best people, you get the not so very good people, and then you get a problem.
That is an eminently sensible idea. Of course, when you say, listen to your president, the president has adopted a rather different stance on some of these issues of late. And so I guess it's a question of listening to him somewhat selectively. Let me ask you about one response. Speaking of heads of government, your own prime minister in Sweden, Ingrid Carlqvist, has apparently begun talking, even if it's in a rather abstract way, as have others in the parliament, about the fact that at some point, and you may be nearing it, the Swedish military may be required to go into these so-called no-go zones in order to reestablish the rule of law there. Tell us about that and how imminent this prospect might be, and whether it's a formula for a full-on civil war, if that step is necessary.
Yeah, I think that at one point they will have to do it. The problem is they should have done it 15 or 20 years ago, because then, first of all, we had a defense in Sweden. Nowadays, we don't have a real defense. They are trying to build it up again because, you know, like 20 years ago, they said there will be no more war, so we didn't need any soldiers or anything. And now they found out that maybe Russia will do something, so we need the defense again. First of all, we don't have a very good defense. We don't have many people, and most of them are into this feminism and LGBT. But say that we did have really good soldiers, and we could send them into these ghettos or no-go zones, or what you want to call them. I think that what will happen now is that there will be shooting, there will be killing, and it's not even sure that the military will succeed. And then we will have a civil war. But sooner or later, we must do it, because we cannot accept that there are big parts of Sweden where the Swedish rule of law doesn't exist. We cannot have it like that. And the longer you put ahead, the more trouble you will have.
Yeah, well, it's ever thus, isn't it? You defer action in the face of violence or totalitarian agendas and the like, and it turns out it's much harder to deal with it later. Just one quick question on this. Last time I had checked, the Swedes were disarmed. Are you saying that these no-go zones or ghettos or what have you are actually armed to the teeth and therefore doubly a threat to Sweden and its people?
Absolutely. We know that there are more, you know, hand grenade attacks in Sweden than in Mexico, and the shootings are worse than in southern Italy, where the mafia is ruling. And there are so many weapons. And the government just decided that from February 1st, there will be an amnesty for giving in weapons.
Yeah. How's that working out?
You know, the stupid thing is that they don't want dangerous weapons. If you have a hand grenade or a Kalashnikov, you cannot go with it to the police. They only want not dangerous weapons.
This sounds about as crazy as most of the rest of the Swedish government's policies. The thing that's worrying is that they're not just your government's policies. They're at large in so many other nations as well. And heavens knows there's some proclivities in those directions here in the United States as well. Ingrid Carlqvist, we have to wrap for the moment, but I hope you will be with us often in 2018. It's so good to talk with you, and I appreciate so much your work, and we look forward, as I say, with great, great anticipation to your new book, From Sweden to Absurdistan, coming out in the next couple of months. God bless you, my dear. Come back to us soon. Next up, we will speak with Gordon Chang about the latest on China, what the president's likely to say about it in his State of the Union address tomorrow night, right after this.
go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.